2021.
Peer educator Susan Mwangi explains the finer points of reproductive health. The secret to Mwangi's successful counseling is her ability to make her message understood. It is very important to know the language that the client speaks. If the client understands Kikuyu, Sheng, etc., then the client can get the information she requires in the language that she understands. The use of accurate, clear language is essential in healthcare. A phrase translated wrongly could, in a worst-case scenario, cause a patient's death. That is why Mwangi and about 29 of her colleagues have just finished a translation training program in Kenya's capital, given by Translators Without Borders, a U.S.-based nonprofit group. Lori Thick co-founded Translators Without Borders in 1993.
Well, it's true that people don't think of translation. It's absolutely not on the radar, but it's so critical, if you think about it, for people to get information, whether it's how to take their medication, whether it's where to find supplies in a crisis situation.
The peer counselors work at the Family Health Options Kenya Drop-In Center in the Nairobi informal settlement of Kibera. Mwangi speaks Kibera, Sheng, and five other languages on a daily basis. But she says until now she has been interpreting, rather than translating, healthcare information. Translator and course instructor Paul Warambo is teaching the peer counselors how to put precise Sheng subtitles on an English video about cholera.
You are supposed to avoid translating word for word as much as possible, because there are no two languages that look exactly the same in form of structure and the way the sentences are created. And so we often encourage a translation that is majorly based on meaning translation.
Founder Thick says that understanding and using language is key to people's empowerment.
I really have never seen people so excited about translation. I think they're seeing it as a way of getting their message through. So it's not just words, it's not just translations, it's actually the heart of communication with the people here.
But also, what's the story?
Communication that Mwangi and her colleagues have taken to heart. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.